Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games, Greatest Associates of Modern Day Entertainment.
Special episode.
We turn the tables and table the turns as much as we want with these, bringing in very special guests, and sometimes the hosts become contestants themselves. Segments remain unchanged in terms of how they work, but that doesn't stop us from switching who goes after who, does it? And now, we may begin! Oh, yeah, I forgot to blow the cartridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Greatest Associates of Modern Day Entertainment. I'm joined, obviously, here by Big Nelly.
What up, what up, Indianapolis? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Big Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, buddy. Awesome. It's glad to be back, guys. I missed y'all over break. Yeah, let's get right into it.
And by right into it, we got a special episode
once again.
Woo! If you haven't heard the disclaimer already. Today's episode... On the Fly versus Game.
We are facing Ryan Smith, Maxwell Gilley, and Pearman. Pear. Don't even say Samuel. Just Pear. Pear. Yeah, just kidding. Pear. AKA Samuel.
The Pear is man.
Double Sam incident.
But also, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone is being safe as well. We're going to have some weather warnings coming in Indianapolis, so just be aware of that. We might hear some, you know, weather stuff sounds in the studio. So
Yep. Can we hear Max and
check 1 2? Y'all got us?
Y'all got us?
Yeah, you might want to turn them up just.
Wow,
yeah,
we might imagine not being prepared for us. Are you already trying to take away the show from us?
Hey, you know
I'm prepared for you, but. This board is confusing, and these microphones are very unpredictable.
Fair enough. Just focus on.
Let's just keep on going.
All right. So, Pyramid. You want to start trivia?
Well, Pyramid's supposed to start trivia.
Pyramid, you want to start the trivia for us?
There we go. Right. Starting off right.
Landon, I got some questions for you, man.
All right, man. I'm ready. Let's do it.
What film did Michael Jackson star in 1986?
Moonwalker.
Was it A, Police Academy 3, B, Return of the Living Dead, C, Captain EO, or D, Labyrinth?
Wait, can you repeat those, please?
You want me to repeat the question as well?
Yeah, because...
All right. What film did Michael Jackson star in 1986? Was it A, Police Academy 3, B, Return of the Living Dead, C, Captain EO, or D, Labyrinth? I'll give you some time to think.
Man, I only know he's been really in one movie, but what's D?
What was D?
Yeah, what was D?
Labyrinth.
You know what? Give me Labyrinth. I'm feeling Labyrinth. It sounds kind of mystical. I don't know. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir. That is my final answer.
You are incorrect.
Ah, jeez.
The answer was C, Captain EO.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
He got me. He got me there.
I got you with that one.
You should have known it.
I know it, Matt. I know, Max. I know. Jeez. So sad. All right, buddy. Moving on.
Well, still got some more questions, so you're still going to be good in case if you get these. Question two. In 2004... an inflatable blank rolled onto the NASCAR track. Was it A, an apple, B, an orange, C, a pumpkin, or D, a mango?
Very important question.
This is an important sheet. An inflatable... this is crazy. I was going to say like a balloon, but...
that's the Motor Speedway, and those are very inappropriate objects.
Yep.
Could you repeat the... the choices, please?
Your choices are A, an apple, B, an orange, C, a pumpkin, or D, a mango?
You know what? I'm going to go with... Jeez. Can you give me orange? I'm feeling orange. Dude, I might get all these wrong,
you
guys.
You feeling orange?
Yeah.
That may be a mistake.
This is my segment, Max. Calm down. you are correct.
Holy
it
crap.
Is orange.
Hey, oh, my gosh, Landon, guys. I got... What's Landon, up, man? What's up, buddy?
Aren't you glad you were correct?
High five.
That was a good run, Rob.
That was really good. I thought orange is because of Florida and the Daytona 500, so, you know. All right, buddy, what's the next one?
Well, this is your third final question.
I'm ready,
you.
Dude.
In what year was Indiana officially declared a state?
Oh, crap. I think I gave this
question before.
There's
a little bit of history
before.
For the United States. So all the history buffs, if you know this one, cool. Was it A, 1790, B, 1805, C, 1816, or D, 1854? Seem a little stressed out there, Landon.
Yeah, man, I sound like Lightning McQueen before Cars,
Am I allowed to help?
Hi.
No.
No.
Could you repeat the question, sir?
In what year was Indiana officially declared a state? The state that you are in right now.
Okay. The state I am in right now. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Was it A, 1790? B, 1805, C, 1816, or D, 1854?
You know, give me 1805.
1805?
Yeah.
It's your final answer?
Yes, sir.
Locking in?
Yes, sir.
That is incorrect.
It's 1816.
You know what, dude? I don't want to hear it.
You killed Lightning McQueen!
No. You know what? I went 1-3. God.
You went 1-for-3.
Yeah, not
they were
great.
Difficult questions, though.
It's 1816.
You know what, Rob? You know what? You do this. You know what? You do this.
We had the bicentennial in 2016.
Buddy, I've slept since then, okay?
It's on like a third of every license plate, though. They have the bicentennial license.
Yeah, I know. It's just, that's bad,
Well, Lanton, you did well.
Yeah.
1-3, but hey,
good.
What can you do?
I gotta study more.
Yeah, let's give a round of applause for Landon for getting at least one question.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry. All right, Pyramid.
All right, go ahead, Landon.
Okay. I'm ready for what you got.
What year was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation founded? A, 1979, B, 1983, C, 1989, or D, 1994?
You went right through that really quick. Could you repeat?
Yes, sir, I can. I'll go a lot slower. I'm just
a little bit slower, man.
A, 1979, B, 1983, C, 1989, or D,
1994. Wow. I'm going to go with 1983.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Cross my heart, hope to die. Yes, that is my answer.
Samuel Pyramid, you are correct. True or false? The USS Cod submarine is based in the state of Ohio.
It's true or false?
Yes.
What was the name of the ship again?
The USS Cod submarine is based in the state of Ohio. True or false?
USS Call of Duty?
Like, wait a minute. Like it was made in Ohio?
No, it's in Ohio right now. Is it true or false?
Is it true or false?
Yes.
Okay, I gotta think of my fish information. A cod native to Ohio.
It's a submarine that was in World War II.
Are you a fish expert, Pyramid?
Well, I do a little bit of fishing, but not as much as I want to.
Good enough.
I'm gonna say true.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Samuel Pyramid, you are correct. Well, he's hard to beat, guys. Oh, I should have known the the state one. You know what? You guys got your segment, so please clutch up for Big Nelly.
Okay. Don't worry, I will.
What year did team owner Roger Penske win his first Indianapolis 500? Ooh, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
A, 1967. B, 1972. C, 1978, or D, 1986?
This one's a tough one. I'm going to go with D.
1986.
Yes.
Are you sure there's your final answer?
I'm locking in. That's my final answer.
Samuel Pearman, you are in. Correct. You know, you went 2 for 3. You did a lot better than me. So
what was the answer?
1972, Mark Donahue, who won the first Indianapolis 500 for Roger Penske. It was his only win for Mark Donahue. His only Indianapolis 500 win. Then Penske went on to win quite a few more. So, yeah, Mark Donahue. You can actually see that car at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum. We are not sponsored, ladies and gentlemen. Not sponsored. Just, you know, letting you know.
Sponsored.
Well.
You went 2 for 3. Let's give a round of applause for...
Let's give a round of applause for the big guy.
I went 2 for 3. Won the round, though.
Yeah, you did win the round. All right.
I'm officially the champion of trivia.
Appreciate that, pal. All right. What's happening next? Who's next?
Ooh. Actually, it is me against Max again.
Remember me? Okay.
Well, it's more fitting that you say that because, you know, we are the contestants. But I'm here more often, so hang on. You got something to say, Max?
No, I was just waiting for you to play your little video.
I was gonna mention that. Tape. Max, if you do not listen to this instructional tape, you will fail miserably.
Failure is always an option.
Oh, that's true. Thanks, Rob, for that. Listen to this tape or you will fail miserably. Hit it, Big Slammer.
All right, let's go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games How Much Is Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little more difficult to understand, unlike the other two. So this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these 3 steps. Step 1. I showed you an image of an article on the market that looks cheap and may be expensive, or the other way around. Look expensive, guess cheap. Step 2. Guess. Guess. You, as the contestant, are to give me an answer, and are only allowed 2 tries. Unless you're superhuman, you won't be able to get the exact price of the article on the first try, and trust me, I 100% made sure of that. Hints will be given in order to guide you towards the price of the article, in the form of an optional description of the article, as well as when I tell you the name of price higher or lower, all depending on what your first guess was. Step 3. Whichever of the 2 contestants is closest in both price and range is winner of 1 out of 5 different questions total. If both contestants are out of range, it becomes a loss for the both of them, and we move on to the next question. If we come to a tie at the 5th question, a tiebreaker question will be provided after the tiebreaker alarm has been set up. If a tie cannot be broken from there, then the show must go on. Therefore, we move on to the next segment. Thank you for listening to this instructional tape. You may continue.
All right, we are back after listening to that tape. Not by me, obviously. Max, I am ready for your best.
All right. So last time we had some very interesting ones. We aren't going to be having inflatable tube men, though, unfortunately. But here is
our... Do we have any more pickles? What about the pickles?
No, we do not have the yodeling pickle. But here is our first one. Listen, I know a lot of people are maybe moving into some new houses. You need some housewarming gifts. A pillow, right? Well, how about a Nicolas Cage pillow? So what it is here, it is a dark blue Nicolas Cage pillow, and it's one of those where you rub it and it changes
I see that now.
A color.
The bidding starts at $5 million.
So it's probably one of the greatest purchases someone's probably ever made in their entire life.
You need to remember that this is.
And the bidding starts at $5 million.
You gotta keep in mind, Max only picks the most important stuff ever.
That's true. Now this is Nicolas Cage. So you gotta remember, it's not cheap when you're with Nicolas Cage.
All right, so I'm going to say right away that my vision is terrible. But don't worry, because I can tell exactly what it is all the way from over here. But I might not be able to tell I might not be able to tell with your other items coming up. Keep in mind we do 3 instead of 6 for these segments. I'm gonna start my first guess being $45.
Interesting choice. Interesting choice there. Unfortunately, you are gonna have to go down from that.
Ooh.
All right.
I thought you said it wasn't cheap.
Let me see if I can get this one. So it's not 45. So I'm gonna do a little bit of mind games and think this is actually $10 lower. So I will go like $35 instead.
You are still wrong. The correct answer was $13.
Oh, man.
Why would you pay for more than $20 for a pillow?
I don't know, man.
My mother, you made
I would pay $500 billion for that pillow.
My mom loves pillows.
Are you saying it's not a big deal? The disrespect.
I'm saying it is a big deal. However, big deals come with big prices.
I would purchase that pillow for $500 billion.
I would too. It's the fact that it was a cheap deal.
I'm more of a fan of the Nicolas Cage hoodies. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I've never seen any of them.
For all of those listening.
There's just one kid at school that had them. Anyway, what is your next?
So everyone has a lot of pets, okay? And
yeah,
you sometimes need to walk them and you need a little harness with them. So here you go. For everyone with a pet chicken, it is a pink harness with
pink chicken
being
harness.
Able to be walked as well. It comes with a 6-foot matching leash.
Once again, only the most important objects.
Max, where do you find this stuff?
I have my sources. It's called the internet.
Gets it all from Tractor Supply.
He's got a point.
And all of them, by the way, are at Amazon. You can buy these.
Rob said it's from Tractor Supply.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and make my first guess. So I give our first guess being $15.
Uh-oh.
There is something going on with one of the mics, actually.
So for $15, that was your guess?
$15 was my guess, yes.
Well, congratulations. You actually got it on the first time.
Yeah, slammer point for game! Let's go!
Round of applause for
Remember,
Big Slammer.
I 100% make sure of these things.
I thought that was going to be
$500.
All right.
So the final one, our final prize that we are going to be looking for you to try and guess. This one's going to be interesting. So, by the way, this is a year-long subscription, so make sure you pay attention to that because it is a gourmet peanut butter jelly of the month club. Peanut butter jelly of the month club subscription for 1 year. Look at this peanut butter and jelly. They got like 1.5, okay?
Max, would you buy this? Would you buy that?
Of course. I'm a gourmet person, obviously. So be prepared. Again, remember, this is gourmet.
All right, gourmet.
And it's for 1 year.
Gourmet. Now,
$600 trillion.
Gourmet makes me think expensive. I'm gonna start off with like the most unreasonable price possible because again it's got gourmet in the name, so it's gonna be like $60. That's gonna be my first guess. $60.
I wish it was $60. But that will not be enough. You need to go up. Remember, this is a year long subscription.
Oh my god.
Max is going rogue, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting angry. Right.
Year-long subscription.
All right, so. All right.
Come on, Slammer.
No, hang on. I got this, man. I got this. $110.
No, that's like about a fourth of the year. I kid you not. This is how much it was on Amazon. With a $9 delivery fee on top of this. $469.
Haha, funny number.
What?
Yeah, Oh my gosh, Big Rob.
That is correct. I was shocked too when I found it. I could not believe it. So shout out to the internet for having the most random products.
Yeah. Hey, Max, look, I'll go in on half of that for you. If we go in on half, would you go in on half for that subscription?
I'm going to appreciate if you repeat it. That number for me, please.
$469 with $9 shipping. $469?
Hey, I'll go in on half, Max, if you really want to test this out.
You know what? I'm going to spend my money on more reasonable stuff, so I'm going to be getting a yodeling pickle instead. Once I get a job, I'll go have these on you with
this. Yodeling, that is a great investment, a yodeling pickle.
I could buy 500 chickens with that kind of money.
And then you can give them all a leash as well, so there's that, too.
No, the leash is $15,
so you can get a bunch of leashes, though, as well as harnesses. It's what everyone wants. This is what America needs, okay? If we want to be having, unfattened chickens at restaurants. Well, Sam,
you know what you got to do now. All right, you got to stomp them, Sam. Got to stomp them.
Come on, dude.
I'm gonna...
Why didn't you have your phone out already?
Rob's on us already because we're doing terrible. Wow, that was crazy.
I thought that was the storm. Because remember, there's a storm warning coming up, remember? 9:15 p.m., though. It's not 9:15.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start off with our first article being Queen Tiffany's throne chair.
$18 billion.
Okay, the important question. I want to make sure you're not trying to screw me over. Is this a real chair or is this like a miniature chair?
This is a real chair. Would you like to give me the description? Okay. It looks like it is made out of gold, and with the way it looks, come on, man. This also had like a 10% discount, so it's expensive, but a little cheaper if that makes any sense at all.
So if it's a chair and it's gold, this is gonna be price of peanut butter jelly of the month yearly subscription. I'm going to go higher than that, though. We're going to start the bidding at
$1,000. Ooh, $1,000. All right. Could you name me something lower if you could?
$850. Final answer.
$850. Right. Now, I'm going to go right ahead and say that by the looks of what's currently on my screen, you are actually closest to the correct answer.
Look at him celebrate! That made me laugh!
The price of this article is $895.
Yes! Yes!
Let's get
I'm
going
to give a round of applause.
Give a round of applause for Big Mac.
He said Big Mac? That's funny.
Baymax.
Big Maxwell Gilly, ladies and gentlemen.
Baymax.
That's although everyone's nickname for me, obviously.
Except he's slightly less fluffy.
How dare you?
So what? I may not be an inflatable balloon man. At least I'm not an inflatable tube man.
All right. Moving on to our second article. It's this vintage rubber face mouse. Vintage rubber face mouse doll.
I want to see what this is. I'm very
intrigued.
That's
scary.
Go ahead and show him.
Oh, it's like a little kid's toy, and it like has little balloons and a hat, but it's a doll, and it's creepy. It looks like it could be...
50 cents.
No, I'm going to guess... I'm thinking it's a bit... I'm going to say $30 to start out with.
$30. All right. Would you like me to give you the description of this article?
Yes.
All right. Even I couldn't imagine the price of this nightmare fuel. I couldn't find the measurement for this. Just guess. Save me, Max.
If I was to make a prediction, well, clearly the doll has set the EAS system now. If I was to make a prediction as you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, I'm going to guess that it is about, let's say... 7 inches big. I don't know what doll sizes are. So $30 was the original prediction.
Yeah, $30 was the original price.
Indianapolis has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for any parts of Indianapolis, including Marion County, Hancock County, until
Hang on. So your first guess was 30, right?
Yes.
All right. Did you name something higher? Oh, sorry, I couldn't.
No, find. I haven't done that yet. I'm going to guess now 45, final answer. If this is over 70.
45, final answer.
I'll be mad.
All right. So comparing both of your answers to what I currently have on screen, Max, it is sorry to say you are nowhere close to the price.
Please tell me it's not over $100.
Oh, you're not ready. $699.
I'm telling you, you could have had a better deal with your year-long subscription to Peanut Butter Jelly of the Month Club.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
What?
What is it?
Both times we've done special episode, it's been Max versus Sam. Do you really hate? How much is it really worth that much?
Well, no, I enjoy doing this.
You just
want to
really
this.
Take down Sam?
Of course, I want to be in charge now.
Ryan's nodding his head. Ryan's nodding his
Ryan's
head.
Not Ryan's here. Not here. Who's Ryan? We're on the air.
Ryan's
people
the
see.
Next person.
Shut
this
up.
Ryan person. Who's this Ryan? I bet he rants a lot about
chicken conspiracies.
Chicken conspiracies
point.
And stuff.
And Santa.
And Santa Claus.
I don't like this hate. I've been writing radio haikus this entire time. Would you like me to read you some to stall because I forgot what I wrote for my Family Feud? Okay.
Go ahead.
Poems. Some radio haikus. For those who don't know what a haiku is, look it up. 575, as I say. Here we begin. The hum of a mic. Blabbers of informal hosts. I hate this show.
Hey, that's me!
Next one. Remember Shocktoe? That was a pretty good show. What happened to it? Next one. This room smells like dust. Board stopped working from Pepsi. What's the point of this? Next one. Modest examples. Three shows a day gets old fast. Entertainment flop. Next one. I spend money for gear. I spend money on gear for shows that are quite disliked. I'll still pay for it. Next one. EAS went off. It keeps interrupting us. I find it funny. Okay, those are my haikus.
Give a round of applause
you
for
so
Ryan Smith.
Ryan for
the there we go. He's a professional poetry man.
Professional poetry man.
He's a writer, Max. Not poetry man. Writer.
That's
poet.
What I call him. Come. A poetry man. I'm you allowed. Could, to.
Don't let me get in there, Max. Don't let me get over there.
He's a poet. Book. Ryan, when's your new book coming out?
You could beat William Shakespeare in a rap battle.
I did beat William Shakespeare in a rap battle. Also, my next book will be out today. Look for what's a funny book title? The Bell Jar by Ryan Smith. It's my own book. I couldn't think of a better modern example of a book. I wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. The Great Gatsby. Those were all me. Anyway, next segment.
Did you write that biography about Helen Keller?
No, I wrote The Diary of Anne Frank, also written by her father. We're not going to get into that, though. So,
All right, so... Are you ready for our final article?
Woo!
Yeah, yes, I was.
All right.
I've been waiting.
No, yes, you are!
Hey! I was, but now I'm not.
Yes, you are!
This is...
Once you're ready, you're always ready.
All right.
Born ready.
Article number 3.
This is crazy.
The Rock Among Us.
Like The Rock, like.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh!
Oh god,
awesome.
I need to see
this.
Okay, this
is custom made. It is the Among Us character.
I need a vet, Max. You should invest in this.
Okay, so it's a stone statue. Stone statue. But imagine The Rock's face in place of where the head is on the Among Us character.
All right,
that's what it is, and it's both glorious and hideous. Glorious for The Rock's face, hideous for the Among Us.
It's pretty sus. Anyway, I'm going to predict that a piece of art like this will be worth something. It's custom made. I would assume 3D printed or something weird like that. So we're going to start the bidding at $50. If you're paying $50 for this, I have questions for you, but it does seem homemade.
Listen, I mean, people are paying for, like, chicken leashes. Chicken leashes.
That's a good point. $15.
And people are paying... people are paying more for like a Nintendo Switch for like gourmet gourmet clubs. So
Jelly the Month Club. Peanut Butter and Jelly Month Club.
Unfortunately, it is not 50. I will have you name something lower. But first of all, would you like a description?
We're going to run out of time soon, so no. I'm going to guess $25, final answer.
$25, final answer.
If it's $5, I'm going to be mad.
All right. Now,
imagine
comparing your answer to what is currently on my little screen, it is unfortunate to say that you are nowhere close to the correct answer.
Is it $8?
You were close. 7. Which so, also 8-9.
So the score is 1 tie and not played yet. We're just going to leave it at a tie, and
yeah, we're gonna have to leave this at a tie, and
yeah, we're just going on.
So I'll go first. I'll break the tradition here of what you two have done. I will go first. So how this is going to work, Ryan, is I'm going to ask you 3 questions. All right. The first 4 answers are the only ones that are going to be scored. If you get top answer, it's worth 4 points. Bottom answer is worth 1 point.
Is there a middle
Any
answer
after that one
okay, sorry.
Is gone. That doesn't exist. There's no point. There's no point value.
I'm using my brain powers to make your head explode.
I believe in you. Okay. See, this is cool and all, but Ryan's supposed to go first. All
right. I should go first.
Yeah.
No, I'm going first.
Okay, fine. Rob's going first. He wins.
I said I was going to break the tradition.
Okay, go first then, Rob.
Tell a nickname someone gives their lover that starts with the word sugar.
Sugar butt.
That is 0 points.
Should have been sugar mama.
Sugar mama's way better.
Also not there. Next question. Name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy.
Fly a kite.
That is the number one answer. That is all 4 points.
Just getting all nervous.
Name something that might get rained out.
Rained out?
Yes.
A football game.
All right. That is also the number one answer. You have scored 8 out of 12.
Awesome. Ooh. So, Rob, I really wanted to be on the show. I really was excited, but I'm going to have to leave. I did bring in my good friend Steve Harvey to come in for this segment. So he'll be here for that. Sorry, he just texted me, said that's not going to happen. So I guess I'm going to do an impression of Steve Harvey for this segment.
I can't wait.
All right. Same rules apply. You get the first 4. You know, number one, you get 4 points, and it goes down descending. But if you get past that 4th one, you're going to explode. That's the rule in here.
Oh,
there
God.
Is a pipe bomb under your seat. So just...
It's Look at Pyramid's face, guys.
I
the
am
man
the
has his mind blown.
Okay, let's get Ryan Harvey in here. Name an activity you might do at a sleepover.
Draw a mustache on the first person who sleeps.
Sleepover says incorrect. That is not an option.
Oh, God. No. No.
Name a word that rhymes with horse.
Course.
Survey says 3 points. That was 16. That was the 3rd one.
Rob, we might lose this.
Sorry.
No,
name
we
a term
lost.
That starts with fairy.
What?
Name a term that starts with fairy.
Fairy bread?
That is not on there.
What?
Survey says 0 points.
Why would you guess that?
Australia? I don't know.
Top answer was fairy tale.
That's what I was.
Fairy dust.
Fairy dust.
That's not even on there.
It's what?
I'm pretty sure that's not a legal thing.
Oh, wait. Fairy bread was on there. I'm sorry. It was put away. That's 1 point.
Yeah!
You get 1 point.
Woo-hoo.
It was fairy cake / fairy bread.
I have 4 out of 12.
Good job, Rob.
Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. I got pummeled here.
We officially lost again.
We've
guys.
Officially lost.
I think
again.
I just gave. I think I just gave him really easy questions.
Handshake.
Ryan has cursed me with plague. Ryan has cursed me with plague.
That's true.
Big handshake right now.
I hope he gets this on video and then we post it on social media or else no one's going to be able to tell that this is happening because we're, you know, not on video.
We will upload this to the...
Ryan, why have you cursed me with this plague?
To the official Instagram account.
I think this officially means we are in charge of game, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my god, we own
it's
game.
It's our
now.
Show now.
Ryan Harvey will
no, we never bet game god. On this.
Yes, we are. Rob, it was kind of in the contract. if they won,
I never signed the contract.
That's in the contract.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
we
Big Nelly's done from game. I officially retire. I'm giving it to on the fly. I'll focus more on personal reasons. And all gas, no breaks. I feel like a sports player when they retire. I'm out.
But I didn't sign the contract.
I also would like to say that I hate Rob. He ate my dog.
We're in grievances.
When
now,
did this happen?
This is getting bad.
By the way, April Fool's. This is this ain't happening. We still own game. All right. Now I would like to say that we are pretty much done for today's episode.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm on the winning team now.
What?